Good time?
Oh, yeah.
Any questions, comments, concerns about White Castle or hamburgers or Chris and Rob?
Just letting you know, I think you guys got a good show.
What are you doing up this late, Dave?
Just sitting here and listening to your show.
What time you got to get up tomorrow?
Oh, I don't got to get up.
You ain't got to do nothing?
Nope.
You got a job?
I ain't got to work tomorrow.
You in school?
No, I already graduated.
What do you do for a living then?
I work with my grandpa.
What's your grandpa do?
We work on houses.
And really? He gives you Wednesdays off?
Yeah. I don't work Wednesday or Thursday.
Do you have to work Saturday and Sunday then?
No, just Saturday.
So what do you do? Your grandpa works on houses and you help him?
Yeah.
What do you have to walk on the roof or anything?
Yeah, put up shingles and, you know.
Man.
All that.
That's a hard dollar in the winter, isn't it?
Yep.
Do you ever fall off?
Nope.
I'll tell you what, wear your hard hat at all times. And you know, if somebody wants you to do something that you don't think is safe and you don't feel comfortable doing it, say, listen, can't do it.
Yeah.
Do you have safety boots?
Oh, yeah.
Do you wear your goggles?
Nope.
Let's get some goggles. Do you wear safety gloves?
Yeah.
You ever watch This Old House?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know what Norm always says, the most important part of any job is, then he taps his head and says, the safety goggles.
Oh, yeah.
Do you use one of those guns that shoot the nails, or do you use a hammer?
Oh, I use a hammer.
What's the worst your thumb has ever looked?
Not bad, really.
Have you ever shot somebody, you know, when you stick the nail in, like, just tap it to get it started, then you try to drive it with one big swing, and it shoots off somewhere and shoots a guy? You ever done that?
No.
Really? Has anyone ever shot you?
Oh, no.
How many ounces is your hammer?
I couldn't tell you.
Really? You don't like have a... Do you like the wood handle ones or the metal handle ones?
The metal ones.
Do you like a leather nail belt or a canvas nail belt?
A leather.
What color are your work boots?
Brown.
Do you wear shorts in the summer?
Yep.
Are you always the most tan guy in the bar?
Nope.
Do you dip tobacco?
Nope.
Do you wear baseball hats backwards when you work?
Nope.
Do you wear sunglasses?
No.
How many tattoos do you have?
None.
Do you have all your teeth?
Yep.
Well, you're not a construction worker then. You haven't been doing it very long, have you?
Nope, just about 2 months.
Well, okay. Tell you what, Dave. Call us back in about 6 months. You'll have 3 tattoos. You'll be missing 2 teeth. You'll be dipping Skoll and Copenhagen at the same time. And you would have fallen off at least 1 roof.
All right.
Do that for us, Dave.
All right.
Later. 749-1444. There's one line open. WAIF Cincinnati.
Tiny Alice with 15 Cent Hamburger Mama. You're listening to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob. When did castles cost 15 cents?
Like back when they were first made or something.
McDonald's used to cost 15 cents.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Whatever.
The phone number here is 749-1444, 749-1444. It's 5 minutes after 3, and at the top of the hour, you know what you always get from Chris and Rob.
What's that?
Rob's going to do the weather.
Oh, yeah. Sleet, 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 and more sleet. Sheet to sleet. Skippy, you're on with Chris and Rob.
Am I the right caller?
Yeah, you win.
I win them tickets to that Laser Floyd show.
I wish we had something to give away, and since you mentioned it, I'm going to make me a note. Try to go talk to somebody about that downtown.
Laser Floyd, what's this? The planetarium?
Well, I thought I was the right caller. I win tickets to that laser show.
Well, you know, them lasers are pretty mean.
What do they do, man? They shine a light in your eyes? What's up?
Yeah, they shine a light through a rock, and then it comes out red.
Man, that'd be cool, man.
It's really trippy, too.
Me and my friends, we get done working on my charger.
Yeah.
And we get all stoked up and get on there and just trip, man. That's a good time.
Lasers are fun.
That's cool.
You know you've been at a good show when you come home and you talk about the lights and the lasers and stuff.
Did you know that in 1971, the Who owned more lasers than the British government did? That's true. That's true.
Is that right?
Did you know that, Skippy?
How come y'all don't play no music?
We just played Tiny Alice.
Well, how come you don't play no Ozzy?
We play Ozzy every once in a while.
All right, man, Ozzy rules, man.
Yeah.
Back when I was in the Navy.
Yeah.
After I quit working at the plant when I got out of school.
Mm-hmm.
This guy bet me I wouldn't put Ozzy on my knuckles.
Yeah.
And I did it.
Uh-huh.
And I ended up going to a dance with his mom.
Games and bring the coolness and the refreshing. I charge the devil to go in the name of... I charge the devil to go in the name of Jesus! I command this foul spirit to go tonight in the name of... Come on, saints, pray! Everybody pray, preachers, pray! In the name of...
Commanded you go and never come back. So you dated the guy's mom?
Man, you guys are scaring me now. That was better than the laser show, man. And I didn't even have to drive home.
That's cool.
Rad. I was totally. Where was that, man?
That was Reverend Gene Ewing.
Oh yeah. So anyway, you know this guy that I joined the Navy with? Yeah, his mom. Well, hell, man, she was like 49, but she looked good.
She was 49 and what?
She looked good.
What'd you take her?
What do you mean, where'd I take her?
Where'd you take her? You took her to the laser show?
Oh, no, I took her to the flea market. We were looking for some Zeppelin shirts.
Did you get any?
No, all they had was some Dio.
Did anybody steal your biker wallet, your chain wallet?
Nah, I left that in my truck.
So you're a long-time listener to the Chris and Rob Show, Skippy?
Yeah, I try to listen whenever I'm up this late, you know, because I got to get up early in the morning.
What do you do?
I collect garbage along the highway.
You know, there's not a lot of guys named Skippy that drive trucks and chargers and date 49-year-old women with Ozzy on their knuckles and collect garbage.
Yeah, well, I collect garbage along the highway. I don't get paid for it. The state said I had to do it.
Well, why is that?
Well, it was one of the conditions of my parole.
Oh, what'd you go to jail for?
I can't tell you. Well, actually, I had to register at City Hall when I moved here for the offense.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not
allowed to go within 1,700 feet of a school. That's about all I can tell you, though.
Oh, okay. Well, where were you arrested at?
I was arrested in a little town outside of Philadelphia.
You gotta watch out for them. Them Pennsylvania Smokies, I hear they're the worst in the country.
They said that I was using my age and my influence and my position at my job to gain favors from underage female employees.
Oh, so you're the janitor at a school, huh?
Well, kinda. I was in charge of a little golf cart that drove around this petting zoo. But I didn't do none of that stuff. They just set me up, man.
Skippy, you've led a full life, and now you're in Northern Kentucky, and you're a big Chris and Rob fan.
Well, actually, I'm downtown.
Really?
Yeah. I'm staying at the Northridge Hotel for Men.
Yeah?
Because my parole officer says that he set me up. He set it up so I can have room here for 2 months as long as I showed him my voucher. So... I think Cincinnati, it's a pretty nice city. I enjoy it quite a bit. Hey, what time is your show over, you guys?
5 a.m.
You guys want to go down to that King's News with me? I can meet you down there if you want. I'll be in the back corner if y'all want to meet me down there.
Okay. All right, we're looking for you.
We were planning on going there anyway.
Okay, man. I'll see you there, then.
Later, Skippy.
All right, baby.
Later.
What a son of a bitch.
749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. 749-1444. Listen up, artists of all media. That's painters, writers, musicians.
Sculptors.
Yeah, I don't know who else.
Body artists.
Oh, yeah, piercing people. People who pierce weird things. Listen up, all you. The Southgate House, located at 24 East 3rd Street in Newport, Kentucky, wants you to check this out. The Attic Gallery, which is on the third floor of the mansion, is a collaborative effort of local artists.
All right.
Contact this babe, and she'll set you up. Her name is Jenny, and her number is 581.
You got her number?
Yeah, I got her number.
Jenny, you got her number?
I got all babes named Jenny's numbers. Anyways, call Jenny up at 581-6165 for more information. The second floor of the Southgate House has a coffee house. Let's open its space to riders on Wednesday. Wow. Local music is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 9 to 2 in the morning. And contact Greg for more information on that at 431-2201. And in case you didn't get all that numbers down, call Jim.
Yeah, Jim will clue you in on all those numbers. Is it my turn now? My turn now?
Not yet. I'm not done yet. It ain't your turn yet.
I was going to do one.
Oh, you going to do one too?
Yeah. This be legal for a change.
Okay.
We don't end up like Skippy with some kind of evil, twisted bracelet around her ankle, and if we walk too fast, we get a slight correction, you know. Nothing like that.
Okay.
Amnesty International helps negotiate the release of prisoners of conscience all over the world. Amnesty International works because members write letters, exert political pressure, and relentlessly shine the light of freedom for thousands of forgotten people. Write Amnesty International, 322 8th Avenue, New York, New York, 10001, and help unjustly detained prisoners overcome the brutalities and barbarities of prison life. That's a public service announcement. This sounds like a political plug to me, but... give it to Jim now. Okay, so Chris and Rob, late night talk show,
we're swimming right along.
So many things happened over the week that there were just so many things to get to, and once again, I don't think 3 hours will be enough to cover all the topics.
We got a Zhirinovsky update, but we probably need to get some Zhirinovsky.
He's a nut. The guy's a nut. He's still a nut.
Let's get some Zhirinovsky.
Zhirinovsky, who wants Alaska back, and I tell you what, if he tries to take Alaska, there's a lot of guys up there eating raw salt walrus meat, and the Russians are going to have their hands full when they come across the Bering Sea.
Okay, are you ready for a Zhirinovsky update?
Let's have a Zhirinovsky. How many quarts of vodka did he down this week?
I don't know.
I don't know. Where's that Zhirinovsky music?
It's coming. Vladimir Zhirinovsky portrays the West as the real enemy in Yugoslavia. Vladimir Zhirinovsky Saturday accused the United States, Germany, and the Vatican of instigating World War III against the Slavic people in the former Yugoslavia. Three bullets. Bullet number one, Zhirinovsky likened French President Francois Mitterrand to Adolf Hitler for his support of NATO airstrikes on Serb positions and Sarajevo in Bosnia.
Francois.
Also, Zhirinovsky accused the West of trying to kill Serbs as part of a plot to encircle Russia with a green Muslim corridor. In addition, the third bullet, Zhirinovsky accused Russian President Boris Yeltsin of helping the West work out the mechanisms of Russia's extermination in Serbia.
Does anybody know where Dublin, Ohio is?
It's up there by Columbus.
It's growing by leaps and bounds.
Is it?
10.3% change in their population to the positive side.
So watch out for that Zhirinovsky guy.
Yeah.
Anybody on tap?
Nope. No one wants to tap into
that means we got a
Chris
line open, 749-1444. Okay, continue.
If you act now and you act right away, there is a line open at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. And did you hear what Engelbert Humperdinck said?
No, Rob. What did Engelbert Humperdinck say?
Get some Engelbert Humperdinck music fired up.
I don't have any Engelbert Humperdinck.
Well, Engelbert Humperdinck-ish-esque.
What does Engelbert Humperdinck do?
Is that his real name?
Who knows?
Is that his real name? Jim knows all that kind of stuff. But if you were going to pick a stage name, would you pick a stage name like Engelbert Humperdinck?
No.
Or would you pick one like Johnny Sex?
Yeah. Keith Drugs. That'd be me. I'd be Keith Drugs.
That'd be cool. Okay, this is what the singer Engelbert Humperdinck said. Where's he from? Is he from America?
Mm-hmm.
Is he from America, Jim? Or is he like... I thought you were a big Engelbert fan.
Wrong.
You have a parent that lives in Florida. You're a big Engelbert fan. Don't even try. This is what Engelbert Humperdinck said. We'll pretend like he's British. Because that's the only accent I can do. Or we can pretend like he's from Hamilton.
Just read the darn thing.
And this is going to be worth it. If you had been ready over there, I would have read it a long time ago.
Well, the quote is so short that you have to kind of...
Yeah, I'm not cueing no music up. Just read the darn thing and let's take
a screw
call.
You.
Screw you.
You screw you.
No, screw you.
Screw you, you ugly
big
bastard.
Big, dumb, fat-looking, slimy-eating hillbilly.
I hate it when they throw their bras at me, their panties. It's such a waste. None of them fit me. So saith Engelbert Humperdinck. We've got Todd on the line with Chris and Rob. What up?
Hey, what's up?
What can we do for you tonight, Todd?
Not much. Hey, my friend got that tape.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, you're the one that called last week and made us do a point-to-point communication and say hello to your friend in Florida, right?
Yeah.
And then you taped it and sent it to her, huh?
That's right. Hopefully she'll be working on yours to send you.
Oh, she's going to send us a tape.
Hopefully.
Radio person, right?
What?
Radio station person,
tell you
person,
what,
right?
we'll take you off the air. If you give us her address, we'll send her one of our coloring card contests.
You got her phone.
I just got that, by the way.
Oh, you did?
Brilliant.
It's brilliant?
Brilliant.
You going to color it?
Well, of course.
Okay. What I'm waiting for is the person to sue us. Like someone's going to say, that's me. You guys used my likeness without permission.
That's why there's a disclaimer on it.
I think somebody would probably be too ashamed to say that was that, but I don't know.
Anyway. Hey, these events are totally based on fictitious people.
Fictitious.
Any similarity to real persons or places is totally coincidental.
There you go. That's what you should, disclaimers. That's what you need.
You know what I love is I love when you watch one of those just god-awful movies on USA Up All Night. And it can be about three guys who go out in the woods and somehow they see, like, purple aardvarks from outer space come down. And then they end up getting raped by 15 co-eds. And then they'll say something like, any similarities to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
Well, you know, when I was little, I was afraid. I had to watch that part of the movie just to make sure that, you know, those purple aardvarks didn't exist.
Yeah, it did get kind of scary.
Yeah. Of course.
So, Todd, are you a big White Castle fan?
Oh, you know, I had those Crystal Burgers down there.
Oh, yeah,
are
where at?
Are they good?
What?
Where'd you get one at, and are they any good?
They're okay. We got one. There was one outside of... Actually, there's one outside of, like, Disney World down there. Like, a couple, maybe a mile past, like, Disney Drive.
So you had a mouse burger?
Yeah, pretty much. One of them Crystal Mouse Burgers.
Do you remember a few years ago when there was a big scare going on about McDonald's using worms in their meat?
See,
you're not allowed to say that.
No, do you remember that?
No.
This was like 19... You remember this, Jim. You remember all this kind of stuff. Let's say...
Those Bubble Yum and Spider Eggs.
No,
or
it wasn't Bubble Yum.
You can't talk about the stuff on that other station you work at.
Hey, watch your mouth, boy. It was like 1978. And then there's a big scare about McDonald's using worms.
Down in Florida, they used to say they used alligator meat.
Well, what our science teacher told me was we'd be a lot better off because worms have more protein and less fat. And so he was like, if they did use worms, I'd be more likely to go there.
Hey.
And, you know, we're like, hey, you're gross. I'd rather eat a cow than a worm.
Everybody loves them worm burgers.
I love a worm burger. Todd, is there anything else we can do for you besides bother all your friends in Florida?
Well, I gave Jim her number.
Is she up right now, you think?
I told her that I would probably have you guys call before 3:15, so...
We better get on. Okay, we're going to see you later, Todd. We're going to call her right now. We got to
call her.
We're going to call, I guess.
We're going to call her?
We're going to call Florida.
Well, we are.
Okay, forget it then.
Okay, call her up.
Call Florida. You know how to do it? Who's got the number? Who's got the number? Who's got the credit card number? How are we going to do this?
I'll do it. Just
gee whiz. Good thing it's the middle of the night when these rates are cheap.
Get some music going here so we don't bore
everybody. Hey, if you guys made a pledge to wave...
Why are we calling her?
Because she's there.
What are we going to ask her?
Ask her.
We're going to ask her all kind of embarrassing questions about Todd.
No. Yeah, we're going to get to the bottom of Toddgate. We're going to get to the bottom of this Toddgate scandal and find out what's going on. But if you've made a pledge to WAIF, please pay it. We've got these new microphones in here now. We've got new microphone stands. This place is living large, and we're growing by leaps and bounds. We're getting publicity out the yin-yang, and we need you to pay your pledges. Like, I understand that on the that Howard Stern a New Year's Eve show when John Wayne Bobbitt went on there and collected like $2 million in pledges.
He got that much?
Well, what he got like $200,000 in pledges. Everybody bagged, and only like 40% of the people are going to pay.
What's this lady's name?
Well,
Marian. Hi, is Marian there?
Hey, speaking.
Hey, Marian, this is Rob of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
And this is Chris of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Hi.
And together,
we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Like that.
How about that? Who would have guessed?
Did your friend Todd tell you that we were going to call?
Yes, he did.
Okay, so what's the scoop with this dude? Is he weird or what?
Todd? No, he's not weird. I knew him when he was a lot weirder.
Really?
Yeah.
How weird was he?
Well, he wasn't weird, he was just emotional.
Well, the other day, he got arrested on Main Street in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
He was wearing his underwear on his head.
Unbelievable.
He was, and he was walking around trying to kick pigeons.
I don't know, that Todd, he's changed.
What was the weirdest thing you ever saw him do?
I don't know.
Have you ever seen him eat a worm?
No.
He loves to eat worms now. He says, you guys are gross eating cows. And he takes a whole bunch of worms and he puts them in his blender, and then he drinks it like Rocky used to drink those raw eggs.
That's cool.
So you work at a radio station in Florida, huh?
I sure do.
Is it warm there?
Is it warm?
Yeah.
Yeah, it went up to like 80 to get today.
Do you guys play the hits? What kind of station is it?
It's a contemporary hit station.
Contemporary, what's that mean? CHR?
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking what, like Gin Blossoms, Mariah Carey, Janet Jackson, that kind of thing?
Actually, I don't think I've heard Gin Blossoms yet.
Oh, well, you will. They're making...
Baker,
and who's the new woman?
Gin Blossoms, and we just don't play it on our station.
Tony Braxton. Play a lot of Tony Braxton?
Yes.
How many times have you heard, I will always love you, in the last year?
Countless.
Really? Do you like that song?
No.
Do you like Whitney Houston?
Whitney's okay.
Do you like her kid?
Whatever.
Do you like her husband?
No, not really.
What about LaToya?
Now, when they make the Whitney Houston stamp, do you think they'll make the fat Whitney or the skinny Whitney?
The skinny Whitney.
You think they'll go with the skinny Whitney?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because she looks better. And she wasn't fat that long.
Well, but her career really took off, though, when she got fat.
Well,
did you ever see the movie The Bodyguard?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Well, what are the four things you should never do?
Four things you should never do?
Yeah, a bodyguard should never what?
Hook up with their person they're taking care of.
And?
And, I don't know, is this a trick question?
No, it's not a trick question. I was just wondering if you saw the movie or not.
I did. It was a while ago, though.
What's your job down there at the radio station?
I'm overnight.
Oh, you're actually on the air?
Mm-hmm.
Right now?
No, I'm not on the air right now.
Oh.
I'm only part-time right now, and I'm nice and shirt.
Do you get a lot of weirdos calling you in the middle of the night?
No.
No one weird?
Tallahassee, I did.
Anybody ever call you and say, play Misty for me?
No. When I worked in Tallahassee, someone called and asked for Achy Breaky Heart.
Achy Breaky Heart? Well, of course, that's a huge international pop smash.
Well, we wouldn't play it on our station.
Why not?
We just didn't play it on our station.
Did you ever learn to do the Achy Breaky?
No, I didn't, unfortunately.
Hmm. What about the Boot Scoot?
Never heard of it.
What about the Tush Push?
Never heard of it.
Is country line dancing really big in Florida?
I don't know.
What's the deal with Janet Reno? Did she really wrestle alligators when she lived down there?
I have no idea.
What's Luke Skywalker doing now? Is Two Live Crew still around, or what's the deal with this guy?
Yeah, they're still around.
Really? Are they still nasty as they want to be?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever been to his club?
Uh-uh.
He's got a club down there somewhere.
Where?
Down there in Florida. He's got... You can go in there and buy a drink and sit in one of these big whirlpool hot tubs and drink your drink with one of these bikini girls.
Well, that's great. I only live in Orlando, though.
That's where they got Disney World.
Yes, it is.
Do they have a Crystal Burger right outside of Disney World?
I have not seen one.
Have you ever had a Crystal Burger?
No, I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, that's too bad. Sorry to hear that. If there's anything we can do to help ease your pain, let us know.
No, I don't have any pain from it.
So what do you think about millions of tofu being killed every year just so you can eat?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, Todd... Well, here, let me turn this down. Todd put us up to calling you so we'd embarrass you. Do you want to ask us anything and embarrass us?
Well, what are you guys doing during a late-night talk show?
What do we do during it?
No, I mean, how'd you guys get to do that?
Well, you know, our goal when we got into radio...
was to meet a lot of girls.
Well, no, not just any girls. We wanted to meet part-time overnight DJs working at crappy CHR Florida radio stations.
Yeah.
And we figured this was the best way to do it.
It is. It's pretty cool.
That, and we wanted people to stop by with lots of food for us.
So have you ever met Phil Collins or anybody like that?
I met Sting.
Who?
I played softball with Michael Bolton.
You met Sting?
Yeah.
Find out what Sting's like up close and personal.
What's Sting like up close and personal?
He is...
Is he really unshaven?
No. He's shy.
Oh, yeah, he is.
He doesn't really talk a lot.
Yeah, right.
What?
So he's a snob, in other words.
He's a babe magnet.
He's got like 19 kids and he'll go on TV and talk about the population explosion.
Well.
He tells Sting I said he was a hypocrite.
Okay, well, I don't know.
Tell Sting I also know he's going bald.
Aww.
Tell Sting his last three albums have sucked too.
You know, that's not very nice because you guys are going to go bald someday too.
Okay, well, I already am. What about Michael Bolton? How is he?
He was shy too. He was real shy.
He's going bald too, you know.
Big time.
Mm-hmm.
So is Michael Bolton's face always red, and is that vein permanently sticking out of his forehead, or is that only when he sings?
I guess it's only when he sings, because he wasn't red. I didn't see the vein either.
Who else did you meet?
I met Paul Simon.
Now, he's cool.
Did he come up to your knees?
No, not quite.
Well, how was he? Was he like waist high?
No, he's taller than that.
Was he really shy?
No, he was a pill. He was rude.
Did he come up above your shoulders? Paul Simon was rude?
Yeah,
you must be pretty short to begin with then, huh?
Yeah, he is.
Paul Simon is rude.
Well, I mean, he was just like in a really bad mood or something. And
well, if you're stuck in Florida, wouldn't you be in a bad mood? Oh, I'm sorry.
He lived in Sarasota. He was born in Sarasota. He grew up there with his parents. Maybe he was just in a bad mood because we approached him with his parents.
I would not call anybody at their parents' house. Or at their girlfriends.
We did not call him at his parents' house. He was at a movie.
Oh, so you went and barged in when he's trying to watch a movie.
No,
he probably had a date with him, too, didn't he?
Hey, we waited till he came out.
Who's he seeing now?
He was seeing Carrie Fisher.
That was
no, Edie Brickell.
Right?
He's married Edie Brickell.
Married Edie?
Did you meet Edie Brickell?
No, I did not.
Did you meet Art?
No.
I hear they ain't getting along so well anymore.
Chevy?
Oh, well, I interviewed Evan Dandale.
Who's he?
Oh, he's that good-looking guy from the Lemonheads.
Yeah, all the chicks like him now.
He's not as good-looking as his pictures.
Well, here's the deal. 3 albums ago, he was ugly. Now, all of a sudden, he's cute. What's the deal there?
Because you can do stuff with pictures.
Well, you can do a lot of stuff with pictures.
He was really nice, though.
I heard he's just a burnout.
No. He was really nice.
Do you guys play the Lemonheads?
Not on the station I work for now.
Oh.
The station I did work for.
Oh, so you used to work for like a college station, and then you moved on to the big time.
I did not work at a college station ever. I worked at a classic rock station.
She says it with pride, boys.
If you're looking for work in the Cincinnati market,
uh-huh.
Don't look real hard.
I'm not.
Because there ain't much.
I'm not looking for work in Cincinnati.
Good.
I like sunshine.
Are you from Cincinnati originally, moved to Florida, or did Todd get to meet you somewhere else?
Todd met me in Sarasota.
Really? What was he doing down there?
He was living with his grandmother and going to work and going to school.
Did you guys date or something, or you just pals?
We're just pals.
Are you guys, is the whole state of Florida still mad at Tom Petty for going to California?
I don't know. I never even heard that.
You guys still worship at the altar of Lynyrd Skynyrd down there?
Oh my gosh, in Tallahassee they do.
Really?
Yes.
What else is there?
I get calls in the middle of the night. Will you play me some Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Hey, they call me the breeze.
Yeah.
Ooh, that smell.
All right, well, we got to go work for MCA.
Okay, well, you guys have fun.
Hey, you too, Marion.
All right.
Okay. Wait, what's your name on the air?
My name's Alex Summer.
What?
Alex.
Alex Summer?
Yeah.
Alex Summer?
Yeah.
Did you think of that yourself?
Yes, I did, because I like the name Alex for a girl.
Alex?
I love the name Alex for a girl.
Okay.
Why, you got a problem with that?
No, it's just like, you know, when they have those contests, like, win a date with the overnight weekend part-time DJs, Alex, you know, a bunch of girls might enter.
No, because then they would know I was a girl.
Have you ever had to give yourself up for a prize?
No, I haven't.
Do you look forward to the day when you have to?
Yes, I do.
Well, keep your nose to the grindstone. And lay a rap on it. Say you just got done playing Michael Bolton, and you're getting ready to go into Anita Baker. How would you say it?
I don't know.
Do you, like, whisper really cool, like, when you're in the air? Or how do you talk normal?
No, I don't. I cannot say in the same voice that I do on the air.
Do you puke? Like, hey, that was Michael Bolton. Now we got some really hot tracks from Anita Baker. Do anything like that?
No.
What
I've been told my voice is, like, real sexual, sensual.
Yeah, I was thinking that, too.
Lay it on us.
Lay it on us, then.
I can't.
Who are we going into?
We're going into Andy Gibb.
Okay, say, just, you know, in your own words, Andy Gibb on WAIF Cincinnati.
Tell her to dedicate
what radio is meant to be. And if you can dedicate it to, say, Big Jim, go ahead and dedicate to Big Jim.
Okay, what radio station is
it? It's WAIF Cincinnati.
AIF.
WAIF. You can just say WAIF or WAIF.
Dedicate it and happy Valentine's Day.
And happy Valentine's Day to Big Jim. This is Andy Gibb.
With love is thicker than water.
Okay.
With love is thicker than water. Well, I mean, you know, in your own words, however you want to do. Like, I know you would want to take it to the post, and we can't let you hear the musical intro, so just, you know, just try to do it dry if you can.
Okay. I can just go ahead whenever I'm ready.
I'll give you a countdown.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, action.
Hey, all you Cincinnati fans, we've got a dedication out to Big Jim. Happy Valentine's Day. It's Andy Gibb on WAIF.
That was sexy and sensual.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marion.
Okay.
Hold on.
Our big-time Florida DJ screwed up and put on the wrong side of the record.
Yeah, that was the B side.
I know, the Florida DJ put on the B side.
All right, try it.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, let's try that again. We put the wrong side on. Go.
I'm supposed to go?
No, introduce it again.
Okay. Hey, all you Cincinnati fans, we've got a big dedication going out to Big Jim for Happy Valentine's Day. This is Andy Gibb on WAIS.
Love is higher than a mountain. Love is thicker than water.
Hello, young lady, you're on the air.
Anonymous.
Yes.
Hey, speak up, please.
Okay, I just want to know... Andy Gibb. I mean, why can't you play something other than Andy Gibb?
We just played an Andy Gibb song, and the reason I particularly chose that particular selection was because that particular song contains the lyric.
Yeah.
The lyric, it's a profound lyric. Love is higher than a mountain. Love is thicker than water. Devil's daughter. And seeing as how Valentine's Day is coming up next week, I thought it might be an appropriate song to play. And I'm sure that you're into that Valentine's Day festive mood, aren't you?
So what you're saying is love... is a huge satanic mountain of jello.
Ask her.
Okay.
Love is just a four-letter word people say to get what they want.
You sound rather bitter.
Cynic.
No. You sound cynical and bitter.
It's true. I mean, somebody, I love you. You say, then they ask you, what do you want? Every time you tell somebody you love them, you want something, always. It's always like that.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
You sound cynical. You also sound selfish.
Yeah,
you did. Have you ever fallen in love with somebody?
Yes.
You love your mama?
Yes.
Well, okay then. Do you want stuff off your mom all the time?
Yes. I did.
You little bitch.
I'm not a bitch.
Well, you're the one that's cynical. I mean, I got no problem with love. I think it's all right. You're the one that seems to... You're never going to find a nice boy with an attitude like that.
The only time anybody says it is when they want something.
Not necessarily.
If a man tells you he loves you, you know what he wants.
No, that's not necessarily true.
He wants companionship. He wants your affection in return.
Exactly. He's not trying to get anything off you. He loves you, perhaps. Think about that. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
If I had a pipe, I would.
And if by saying that he loves you gives you an overwhelming urge to go down, I'm sure he won't object.
Of course not, because he doesn't know what he wants.
But at the same time... two people can be in love and not necessarily want anything from each other than just being tight, being pals. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
I didn't say there was anything wrong with
that. Yes, you did. You're the one that just cynically said that nobody uses the L word unless they want something.
Friendly love.
I'm talking about friendly love.
Well, see, the song's talking about, a male-female relationship, boyfriend-girlfriend love.
Well, what about, say, muskrat love?
What's muskrat love? Yeah. Muskrat love.
It's like when, say, Susie and then, Sam would get together and jitterbug anytime they can.
Well, that's different. They're not committed to each other.
They're just jitterbug partners.
Now you're drawing the commitment word into this, aren't you?
Huh?
You got a problem with commitment, too?
No.
Women just want to stay little girls their whole life. They never
sure
want to commit.
They only want one thing.
That's it. They want to just stay around. They want to scratch themselves and watch sports all the time.
Sports? That's what you men do.
What?
That's what you men do.
What do you babes do then?
Huh?
Then what do you babes do? If all us men do is sit around and scratch ourselves and watch sports, what is it that all you women do all the time?
We cater to you men's needs. You get me a beer.
Yeah!
We get you back. We go in the refrigerator and get you an ice cold beer. We even open it for you.
And a sandwich tray, too.
That's right. We cook your dinner.
I love you. Go get me a bologna sandwich and a beer.
Yes. You're my kind of babe.
Anonymous, I think that you're going to be flooded with male suitors in the next coming days. All the people that have heard you on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show professing what you think love is, which is servitude, I think there might be some guys interested in that. Not really your high-class Chris and Rob type of guys, but some of your lower-level, great unwashed sheep.
Yeah.
Ma'am, is there something I can say to you?
Sure.
I love you.
I love you guys, too.
Bye.
Bye.
You know something, Rob? I really do love her, and I don't want anything from her, except that she keeps tuning in.
See? That's something. You want something.
Now, even if she never tuned in again, I'd still love her. You know why?
Why?
Because she's a babe.
loving her is easy because she's beautiful.
And because she doesn't want nothing in return. She doesn't. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Did you hear about the guy that sprayed Prince Charles last week?
2 weeks ago, someone takes a shot at him with blanks, and then the other day, someone, what, sprayed paint
or
what on
him? Yeah, here's what happened. I got this out of the paper. Here's what happened.
Someone ought to pin those ears back.
Prince Charlie's up there in New Zealand, carousing around, just doing his own thing, I guess. Some guy walks up to him while he's talking to somebody, walks up to Prince Charles, and started spraying him with air freshener. Muttering that he wanted to remove the stink of royalty, he was then wrestled to the ground by police and pulled away.
What's the penalty for squirting Glade on a prince, I wonder? Oh. Dennis, you're on the air with Chris and Robin, Jim, and all of Cincinnati. We're going coast to coast, border to border.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
You can tell that girl I got a pipe she can smoke.
Okay.
I'd like, this is Dennis, I'd like to wish my girlfriend back in Louisville happy Valentine's Day.
All right.
And my roommate Kevin would like to wish his friend Agena happy Valentine's Day.
All right,
Agena.
That's it.
Well, that's
okay.
It.
Later.
Thanks a lot.
We'll dedicate some songs to those girls later on.
Yeah, they pick it up in Louisville pretty good down there.
Mm-hmm.
Over there at the Wildcat Saloon or whatever it's called.
Okay, so there's that. Next up.
Next up on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, you know, 3 hours a week just is not enough to cover all the ground that we always try to cover.
We're going
to
call Cape Canaveral a little later, so stay tuned. A little later, we're going to call Cape Canaveral, maybe around 4.
You know whose birthday it is?
Today?
Yep.
You mean Wednesday today or yesterday?
I mean Tuesday today.
Whose birthday was it on Tuesday?
G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe?
He's 30.
Really?
The great American hero.
If he's 30, he can't be drafted anymore.
Good point. So when his next hitch is up, he can get out.
All right.
Good old G.I. Joe.
Then he's going to go civilian and become a congressman.
Yeah. Well, only if he lies to people. No, only if he lies to the Senate first. Then perhaps he can go ahead and run for Senate. Does he still have a beard? Or did they shave his beard off again? Because he had no beard. Then he had a beard, a fuzzy kind of beard. And now I think that he has no beard. And he's only 6 inches tall. They were a good foot tall when I used to play with G.I. Joe, throw him up in the air and watch him fall down.
Now they're all little and dinky. They ain't tough.
Yeah, they used to do these big, giant monstrous things, and you'd always have G.I. Joe sneak into Barbie's camp in the middle of the night and slit her throat and stuff like that.
Oh, by the way, this is the Fine Arts Sampler Weekend of this weekend here in the Queen City. You know what that means?
That means there's going to be art of the fine variety.
Lots of free stuff for you and your babe to do.
It's also the Fine Arts Weekend up in Hamilton.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hello, Panther. You're on the air.
Yeah. I was wondering if you all would be interested in joining our team of nude twisters.
No problemo. We're there.
I'm serious. This is a computer thing. A bunch of us computer people talking. We're trying to get enough people together, and we're going to have a giant party for nothing but nude twister.
A computer nude twister or like real live flesh on flesh?
Live flesh on flesh,
huh?
Can I wear a jock strap?
A computer, and you meet a lot of interesting people. And one thing that we want to do is get together and have a new twister game.
Totally nude?
Totally nude.
Well, I don't want to put anybody's eye out.
Well, how do you think we feel?
What about goggles? Can you wear goggles at least?
If you want to wear goggles. We could always
look like Chris Sabo playing Twister.
I'd want to wear goggles. I'd want to wear goggles and a surgeon's mask.
So
I'd want to and like earplugs so all my
twister?
Do what?
Strip Twister instead.
What's how do you play Strip Twister?
I'm sure if you miss and you fall, then you have to take off an item slowly.
What, you mean slowly and provocatively?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, look at me do this.
Well, you have to take your shoes off anyway to play. John Williams. Okay, we're going to call Cape Canaveral, because as we speak, there is a space shuttle orbiting the Earth, not in the air, but actually in outer space. And we're going to get the lowdown on. We're going to get the scoop. We're going to get the skinny on what's going on with the... Who do we ask? I don't... Dude, you got to handle this puppy.
I'm real good with that outer space stuff.
I just crushed a can on my head while we wait
to
for NASA.
To leave a message, re-enter the last 5 digits of the number you've called.
Huh?
To access your mailbox, press the star key.
Hey, Jim, we got the wrong number.
Do not.
Yes, you did.
To leave a message, re-enter the last 5 digits of the...
Oh, boy.
Let's try this again, Jim.
Let's try it again. Hey, we're still rolling. We're still wasting tape.
Try that one now.
We're wasting tape. We're still rolling. Oh, boy. Let's try it again. Okay, here we go. We're going to try it again. We're going to try to call NASA again and get to the bottom. What's all this stuff about space shuttle circling the Earth and all that kind of stuff? Kind of scary, you know. We got people up there in outer space. And,
anything could happen because they got UFOs up there. If we ever get hold of this guy, we should ask him about when Neil Armstrong saw the UFO and talked about it, and Dick Cavett, the government never let him do another interview after that.
They made him teach at UC after that, didn't they?
They sure did.
They banished him to a nowhere place called Cincinnati so he can never be heard of again.
Try this again.
There's a lot of stuff the government doesn't want you to know.
And I wonder sometimes about what all that is.
Not that we're paranoid.
This is the Kennedy Space Center.
Hey.
There are no phone operators on duty at this time. If this is an emergency, press 1. If you have a dial phone, stay on the line and someone will help you. If you need information on Spaceport USA tours, press 2. For the next space shuttle launch date, the next unmanned launch date, for car pass information, or for student material, press 3. If you are trying to place a long-distance call from KSC, press 4.
The colonel?
Repeat this message, press 5.
The colonel's going
to
call?
To disconnect, press 9.
What's that stand for, really?
KFC? Kentucky Fried
Kennedy
Chicken.
Kennedy
One
Flight
please.
Center. Maybe? Think so? Kennedy... Kennedy... What? F. F stands for what?
Flight.
I said Kennedy Flight Center.
PS Controls, I'm being recorded.
Hi, is this Kennedy Space Center?
Yes, it is.
Is Jim Elliott in, please?
Jim Elliott?
Yes.
I have no idea who you're asking for.
Okay, well, we'll ask you some questions.
Well, hold on, somebody else.
Well, there's nobody else. Is Sarah Keegan in?
Pardon?
Do you know Sarah Keegan?
No.
They're public relations people. We've spoken with them before.
Yeah, okay.
Well, let me tell you who I am. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're the Chris and Rob late night talk show
in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any friends or family in Cincinnati?
No, I don't.
Well, if you did, we'd say hello to them over the air, but since you don't, we won't. What is it that you do for the Kennedy Space Center?
I'm a communications specialist.
Really?
Yes, dispatch, in other words.
Can you hook us up with those guys up in the shuttle?
No, man. You know who you'd have to talk to? You'd have to talk through Houston.
Really?
You've got to understand something, the way it works out here, okay?
Okay.
When we launch a shuttle, as soon as it clears the launch tower, the pad, it's no longer ours. It goes automatically to Houston, Texas.
Really?
Yes.
You got their phone number?
No, I don't have the public phone number for them out there.
Hmm. What's it called? We can look it up.
It's called Johnson Space Center.
Was it named after LBJ?
Yes, that's the one.
Was it a coincidence that Houston, city in Texas, took over when Johnson was president, and it just so happened that Johnson was from Texas? Do you think that was a coincidence?
It is quite a coincidence.
That was such a coincidence.
So let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to one of those Crystal hamburgers right outside of... They got one right outside of Orlando by
Disney World.
You betcha,
buddy.
You like them?
You can't live here unless you go to one.
You like those things?
Yeah.
You like them better or worse than White Castle?
I think they're pretty close to the same thing.
You know who we had on our show tonight?
Who's that?
We had the great-granddaughter of the founder of White Castle.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Her name is Katie Cowan.
Back where I'm from, they also had an outfit at one time called Top Hat.
Where are you from?
Detroit.
Really?
Yes.
That's not far from Cincinnati. I've been through Detroit before. We had some Top Hats.
It's a wonderful place.
When I was in college, we used to drive up to Ann Arbor to get White Castle.
Oh, yeah, that's a good place now.
That's a great place to smoke dope.
You can party real good over there.
Uh-huh. Mm. But you guys aren't allowed to talk about that at the highfalutin technical space center type
place.
That's
correct.
So what are they doing up in space right now?
You know what? I don't even have them on the NASA Select. I don't know.
You're watching the Weather Channel, aren't you?
Yeah.
Or the Bikini Channel.
Spice.
That's the one.
Hey, so you guys got all that technological satellites and all that stuff. Can you pick up any station in the country?
No. They probably could if they wanted to, but, you know, those satellites are specifically designed to do specific things.
How come when Neil Armstrong talked to Dick Cavett and talked about seeing a UFO, the government wouldn't let Neil Armstrong speak in public anymore and banished him to Cincinnati?
Yeah, that's a good question, but I don't know. You know,
What's that?
You know, that way high up amongst the shakers and the movers.
What's that on your radio?
Huh? What I'm listening to here is Inner City Police Department. They're having a problem out in one of the suburbs.
What's the problem?
Apparently, somebody's shooting at the police officers.
Really?
Yes.
That sucks. What's your name, sir?
Huh?
What's your name, sir?
Gary.
Gary?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Gary.
Gary from Detroit.
Gary from Detroit originally. Now
That's
he's
right.
working for Cape Canaveral, huh?
That's it.
How'd you get that
don't
job?
Don't call us Cape Canaveral now.
What's the difference between Cape Canaveral and Cape Kennedy?
Because the difference is Cape Canaveral launches nothing but unmanned rockets, and Kennedy Space Center launches nothing but manned rockets.
What's KFC stand for?
Kennedy Space Center.
KF?
There is no such place as Kennedy or Cape Kennedy. It doesn't exist.
Man, thanks for the information.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, man.
Hey, we're not done.
Oh.
Unless you really got to get back to work.
Well, I really do.
Do you got your feet up? You're just listening to the police radio?
No, I don't have my feet up, but I am listening to the police radio.
Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. We really appreciate it. Now we're going to track down Houston.
Okay, man.
Okay, thanks, man.
Later.
How do you get one of those gigs where your whole job is to work for the government and listen to police radio? That's the kind of job I want. That is the kind of gig I want. You know, he makes some pretty decent money. We should have asked if he was a G1, G2, G3, G4, G5, G6, all the way up to G9, where they make the real money.